What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Is trifecta time.
Where?
Yes, sir.
R.I.P. darkness music.
Yeah. How about that? Well, we still have it. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they matter and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky, according to our esteemed jury. Or our justices. I guess we're not really the jury, are we? We're the justices. Anyway, Donovan Lewis should be joining us right now if we're lucky as judge number 7.
Hello, Hardline.
Hey, man.
What's Boy.
Up? I was enjoying your run through your favorite shows of all time as I'm yelling
Pretty
at the radio.
Huh?
What were you yelling at the radio?
I was just supporting Donovan.
Right.
Hello, Golden Girls.
Well, anyone
making,
to,
the Golden
anyone
Girls thing.
Anyone to yell Webster in 227 should be, like, what? That's foul.
I don't, I mean, I just
Is
was,
that the Jack A sound?
Uh-huh.
Hello, Donovan. Yeah.
Well, we got a tough one today, and
have you ever talked to Bonzi Wells, Donovan?
No, sir.
Would you like to?
Okay.
What's up, Donovan?
Oh, hey, Bonzi. How are you?
Good.
Well, there he goes.
Bye, Bonzi.
Bye, Bonzi.
See you later. See you later.
Such a reduction.
Yep.
All right. Today we try to induct noted filmmaker, television executive, director, producer, auteur, David Lynch. And man, this is going to be tough, but he made his mark. So David Lynch, before he started doing some of the more strange things in television and film, was born in Missoula, Montana. And found the world of fantasy way more, palatable than what he was experiencing growing up in the snow-laden area of Missoula, Montana. And after he got out of high school, he ends up going to Boston and trying to become a filmmaker. And the first thing he did as a pretty young guy, I think he was in his early 20s at the time, was this film called Eraserhead. Are you familiar with this, Dave, at all? First David Lynch film?
It's one of those, like, your artsy friends in college would have the Eraserhead poster in their
yes!
dorm room.
Okay.
I don't know anyone who's seen it.
I don't either. Bob, are you familiar with this poster?
Not at all.
Okay, this did make the rounds. Like, people in college would have the crazy Eraserhead poster with the guy with the big pompadour hair, and it was black and white, and I never knew what it was.
Me neither.
But it was this cult film that David Lynch made in the late 70s about this guy with deformities who had a kid with deformities, and it was way the F out there. Well, based on that film alone, there were filmmakers at the time, including George Lucas, who were like, whoa, you, my friend, got something. And his name started being passed around to the tune of, it got entered into the Cannes Film Festival. It was huge in the film circuit back then. Stanley Kubrick, the famous director, said it was one of his favorite movies of all time. And so just based on all these directors that loved him, he got a gig to direct the then play, The Elephant Man. The Elephant Man, of course, based on the life and times of John Merrick. And I believe this was another black and white film that came out in the early 80s. And Anthony Hopkins played his doctor, caretaker, I believe, at the time. It was one of those movies that I saw as a kid that I couldn't believe I saw as a kid. Have you guys seen The Elephant Man?
No.
I mean, we reference it all the time.
Yeah. It has the,
I am not a monster, I'm a human being.
It kind of sounds like Gandhi, but yes.
Hey, Gandhi. Have you ever talked to Bonzi Wells?
So anyway, filmed in black and white, it was a huge, huge hit critically and commercially. It earned 8 Academy Award nominations, including Best Director and Best Adapted Screenplay. At that point, he's a superstar in the world of directing. But he's still, he's kind of like the Johnny Depp of directors where, you know, Johnny Depp was always like, I'll choose my own films, you know, my small films, something that makes me happy as an artist. So George Lucas shows up at the house of David Lynch and says, look, I think you're the best director in Hollywood right now. 2 films in, you're the best. I want you to direct the 3rd Star Wars trilogy, Return of the Jedi.
Whoa.
To which David Lynch said, do you want to come in for a cup of coffee? Because I'm getting ready to slam the door on you and say no. I have no interest in it. But I'd love to talk to you. And he politely declined, and off he went, doing his own weird things. He,
well, immediately after that, he did Dune.
Well, yes. And which is really weird that Dune, we all thought, and we've talked about this before, we all thought this was going to be some sort of Star Warsian type film. And we kind of got excited about it, but it just looked like it was too sandy.
There's a lot of sand.
Yeah. But he directed the original Dune. Dino De Laurentiis produced it. It cost $45 million to make, which was a fortune back then, and it was a flop at the box office, although it became a cult classic as well. And so then he does other projects with Dino De Laurentiis, who was a super famous producer at the time. And then he starts getting these ideas for 2 projects. 1, the movie Blue Velvet, and 2, the TV show Twin Peaks.
Those are probably his most famous works.
I mean, Elephant Man's huge.
Yeah, but Blue Velvet is the one, like, because as you've kind of stated already, he's the director's director.
Yes.
Like, everybody in the business worshipped David Lynch, and everybody in the business worships Blue Velvet as his crowning achievement.
I think so, too. There's something to the bizarro nature of it. And by the way, Donovan, have Corby, you heard of any of this? Does this, any of it ring a bell?
I've heard of Twin Peaks and Elephant Man, but I haven't seen any of it.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'm at.
So did you, you never saw Twin Peaks?
Nope.
So it was.
Although I definitely got pressed against the wall and told it would change my life.
Yeah, because you were about,
well, you can listen from 9 to 1. I do Twin Peaks commercials all the time.
A little different. It's just a little bit different.
Okay. Is the beer cold?
29 degrees, Bob.
Damn right. It almost frozen. That's, but not quite. Yeah. Not
okay,
quite.
Yeah. Okay.
So Twin Peaks ran for 2 seasons on ABC. And you talk about, yes, shoving people up against the wall if you didn't see it at the time and you were of a certain age. If you were, and this is probably, Donovan, the whitest thing ever, Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Pacific Northwest.
That based on a murder that
Yeah, who happened, killed Laura Palmer.
Yes, that happened in the Pacific Northwest with all these weirdos, including him. David Lynch was actually a cast member in this. It got huge, huge ratings at the time, and it launched the careers of Kyle MacLachlan. He was huge in that. I mean, he was kind of like, he got turned into almost a sex symbol back then. And it lasted for 2 seasons. There was a huge cliffhanger after season 1. They roll back into season 2, and this is back in the day when you're making 25 episodes a season, 25 one-hour episodes a season. TV was ridiculous back then. And he became, once it, now he was the director's director in film. Now he was the television creator's creator in that medium.
Yeah, because this was before you had event TV, really. It wasn't until like Sopranos and The Wire and those shows around the turn of the century that people started to look at TV as a serious art form. So for a film director to do a TV series at that time was like, that's a step back.
Yeah, it was really weird. But he did it. Then he goes on to do more movies, including Wild at Heart, which starred Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern. Again, this crazy, violent movie about these two lovers that were cruising across the country together. lots of really, really weird things. Wild at Heart won the Palme d'Or at the 1990 Cannes Film Festival. So the guy won a ton of awards and did a lot of things, but he did them on his, he only did things that he wanted to do. And that's why he never made all the monies in the world and things like that. He did the Mulholland Drive TV show in the late 90s on ABC, which had a very, very similar feel to Twin Peaks, and people were super excited about that. I mean, he did a ton of things, made guest appearances on Family Guy and the Cleveland Show. He was supposedly super funny, even though everything that he did was incredibly weird. So, yeah, he just kind of hung around and did his own thing and did it at his own pace.
He would also direct music videos for bands he liked.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? I didn't
like
even...
Nine Inch Nails and Moby.
Yeah, just
Interpol.
The weirdest music and videos ever at the time. So,
do you think he's in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, David Lynch was a huge, huge influence on so many things that I was into in the 90s. And I don't know how you deny him. Like, he just seems...
And he was always so dapper, and he was always smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, and he died of lung cancer. And I think when he was diagnosed, or I think it was lung cancer.
Emphysema.
Sort of, yeah, yeah. He never quit smoking either.
He was on oxygen, and he was still smoking.
Yeah, you can tell me what you want, Doc, but I'm going to keep on smoking. So, dead at, let's see, the age of... He was early 70s, I do believe.
78?
Okay. There you go. David Lynch, Lando. Are you familiar with him at all?
I am familiar with him. I think his influence on the industry is enough to warrant a vote.
Interesting.
Deej?
Respect for not quitting smoking. He's in.
Ham, this guy seems right up your alley.
Yeah, man!
That's a yes vote with a drop.
Well, we don't even have to vote, probably. Ask Donovan.
Yeah, let's go to Donnie.
Yeah, I'm out. I didn't even know he passed away. I didn't even hear the news that David Lynch died. And this close to Black History Month, I just can't go down white people land that hard. So I'm out.
Whoa.
I say no.
I think the best no vote ever is I didn't even know he died.
I didn't know he was alive or dead.
Either one.
Oh, by the way. Star of Blue Velvet, Isabella Rossellini, who was gorgeous at that time.
Very gorgeous.
And then they dated for 6 years after that. Hooked up with that.
That's kind of awesome.
What?
Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet is one of the craziest roles of all time. Ever.
I need to go back and watch that.
So weird. Everything's weird. Would you put him in?
I'm happy I wasn't the swing vote. I could go either way on this, but I'm happy I didn't have to decide it.
But I mean, like you said, even though you didn't see
I would be like Lando. I know he culturally mattered to the industry, and therefore I would feel obligated, but I have seen exactly zero of his works, I think. Which is weird, because I see a fair amount of stuff.
We need to do, maybe at the camp out this year, a group viewing of The Elephant Man.
Okay.
Of all of his works,
that's how you anticipated the voting going.
See if we can sell that to George, that we all need to watch The Elephant Man. It's great! It's an awesome movie. And a true story. Okay, he's in.
In.
David Lynch is in. Let's go!
DJ?
Let's make sure we carefully select his roommates.
We will.
That's all I'm saying.
We will. We'll see if we can get that spare Greg Gumbel.
He may be nervous if it's another brother in the apartment. He hadn't put one in his movies ever, so he may not know what to do.
Well, Greg Gumbel's probably going to be next week, and you talk about dodgy. We'll
brother
see.
From another mother.
We will
so
see.
So we're starting a new one,
does he count as a black guy?
Yeah, does he?
Greg Gumbel?
Yeah.
Of course.
Dave?
What are you saying?
Who knows? Yeah. All right, Donovan, thank you very much.
DJ, what's our status? Is this a new room?
That starts room 408.
Yeah.
After we closed out last week's with Bob Uecker, Ricky Henderson, and Jimmy Carter.
That's a heavy hitter one right there.
Ricky Henderson would have killed him again.